Hello, mamas. I am so happy to be here. I'm actually in the parking lot. I just finished a 5K walk with my incredible team of just freaking amazing women. We were here for a walk for breast cancer for the Canadian Cancer Society. And on our team is actually women who have survived breast cancer and other cancers. And it was just such a great opportunity to show up to, you know, to show that sisterhood, to be a part of something positive in the community, and to show up as a team. Really powerful. So what this episode is about is showing up. It's really that right there. Ladies, we are all busy. Our schedules are already jam-packed. The amount of expectation that's on our shoulders is huge. The pressure is huge. But also is the opportunities to make a difference. Sometimes I know when you are focused on your own problems, your own issues, the things that are happening in your family bubble, of your household bubble, it can be very easy to get into a place of stress, of lack, because those things are real. But I can tell you this piece of advice here, and I've known this to be true for a very long time. You will always, always win in some way when you show up. It might not be in a monetary way. It might not even be in a way that you can really totally grasp in that moment. But when you show up with the intention to give to other people in some way, it will come back to you. It's the universal law. It will raise your vibration. You will always win. As long as you're coming from a place of giving, not because you're expecting to get anything back. You have to let go of all expectations of how you want the outcome of that specific event to go. Because if you are in that place, you're going to rate things on, was that worth my time? What did I get out of it? Instead of, what did I give? How did I show up? So you're showing up from a different place. You're showing up with this intention, pure intention. And when you're showing up with your intention, it also gives you the space to protect your energy. So you're not looking to be a doormat. You're not looking to just like give until you're emotionally and physically exhausted. But you're showing up with the intentional piece of, I'm going to show up today with my best energy and give in these specific ways. And my intention is that to impact my business or to impact my family in a positive way or to impact the people that I'm speaking in front of. And in what I trust that in one way, shape, or form, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next month, maybe in a way that I can't even totally measure, it will come back to me. So ladies, I want to encourage you to step out of your, I'm not sure if comfort zone is the right word, but I guess the comfort zone of your schedule, of the busyness of it. And, you know, being at this walk today, I knew that I was going to wake up early on Sunday and be like, oh man, I really want to stay home today. Especially I've been traveling for the last few days speaking. So I knew that I was going to want to be home today. But where am I going to make the biggest impact? I'll be at home with my children, with my family in an hour. Got to make the drive home. And was I a little tired this morning? Sure. But I am actually more exhilarated right now than if I was to stay home and maybe get some laundry done, maybe, you know, get organized for the week. But I showed up for women who have already overcome more than I could even fathom battling cancer. So I knew that by coming today and, you know, walking, you know, arm in arm with my team, we raised some really great money. We showed up as a community. We showed up as women to support each other. And you'll always win from that. I feel like $1 million right now. I feel like $1 million and I feel so crazy grateful for my health. And I also feel so passionate about the urgency to continue doing what I'm doing. And that is to really to be an ambassador an advocate of health and wellness. And I've been doing this for a long time, but sometimes it's easy to forget why you started. We have to get on the preventative side of our health. And that's one of my own personal missions and visions with the company that I'm partnered with. So for all of the women who are part of my team who were here and are healthy, it's like, we are blessed. Now that we have showed up to support people who are already dealing with cancer, it's time to go back home and get to work and talk about prevention, to continue doing what we're doing, okay? So let's just give you a few other examples. Okay, so a few other examples. There are so many. One that comes to mind actually is when I'm asked to speak for the company that I'm partnered with. So I actually love speaking. It lights me up. I love being on stage. And that's kind of crazy because I was never even comfortable speaking, you know, in front of two people. I was always so embarrassed and I would turn pitch red. But anyways, when I'm asked to speak right now, it involves me leaving the family, you know, and getting on a train or a plane or in the car and going to speak and to share and to teach. But here's the thing, it's that it doesn't always directly benefit me. I'm not always speaking to people on my team necessarily. But one thing that I can say for sure is that the people that I learned from, they taught me, even though it didn't necessarily or for sure didn't benefit them in a direct way. So this is kind of paying it forward. But the thing is, it's not just me just giving, because I always, always, always will receive something. Number one, I will feel like, you know, totally fulfilled and lit up being able to pour into inspired, motivated people, whether they are on my team or not. Because if I know that my story, my journey, my strategies will make a difference and impact in their life, that's going to make me feel really good. But also what happens is I always learn something by stepping outside of my own business circle. I will learn a story, I will learn a strategy, I will learn just some little golden nugget that will allow me to take that back to my team and to grow. So if you ever have the opportunity to share with other entrepreneurs, don't look at it as competition. Look at it as giving and this opportunity to share what you've learned, because I can pretty much guarantee you that everything that you know and every success that you have had probably means at least you learned something from a few people, whether it was from a book, a podcast, a speaker, and that person didn't get an, you know, exact transaction back from you, right? So pay it forward. So some other examples are when I produce a small training event for my team locally or wherever, and sometimes I'm like, okay, well, the last event they didn't show up, or the attendance wasn't as awesome as I wanted it to be or whatever. And I could really get in this place of like, is it really worth my time? But that is just not productive. It's not a productive way of planning of an event, of going into the event. The energy is just totally off. So would it be more lucrative for me to stay home and build my business? Sometimes the answer is yes. But always, every single time that I show up to that coffee shop for that group training or a larger scale event, whatever it is, and I show up for the people who are there and don't even worry a second about the people who are not there, that is when major shifts happen. A little abundance or big abundant miracles happen. Because I'm there, not for my own agenda, but I'm showing up with the intention of completely serving and being present with the people or even the single person who is there. Okay, so you will always win by showing up. I can't say this enough. And it's the one mentality, it's the one mindset that I've seen repeatedly from traditional type entrepreneurs. Maybe they own like a brick and mortar type establishment. Also from network marketers who are just wanting to hold back and only show up when it directly benefits them. And it's just not the way to success. Every single person who I know who has a thriving, lucrative business and they are happy, they give. And they give in an intentional way. They show up in an intentional way. So again, they are protecting their energy, but they're showing up and saying, I'm going to show up in this capacity and I'm going to feel good about it. And whatever comes, comes. So that's my lesson for you guys this week. How can you show up even if it's inconvenient? Show up to that training. Show up and give. Show up to learn. Show up to grow. At every stage of the game, there are opportunities for you to show up. And in the beginning of growing your business, you're going to say, is it really worth it to show up to that training or go to that networking event or to show up and support so-and-so? The short answer is, it probably is. And for me, that's been the case. 100% of the time, I cannot even think of a time where I showed up and I was like, why did I even bother? I guess it's kind of like the exercise philosophy of, you know, there's never a workout that you'll regret or there's never a yoga class that you'll regret, that kind of idea. Now, to kind of close this off again, just what is present and relevant in my life right now. Tomorrow I'll be going to the PAC meeting. Okay, number two. Remember the first episode. If you didn't listen to that, that's really kind of where the crazy aha moments happen. Now I'm going to the PAC stands for, I think, Parental Advisory Council. Tomorrow's the next meeting. And again, I'm going there and I don't know if everyone is on the same page as my kind of values and thoughts, but I do know that me being there will make a difference. And I've also asked for a few minutes to share a few different concerns and opportunities that I see to make some changes and improvements within the school community. And I'm hoping that they are well received. But again, I could easily say, well, it is what it is. I'm going to take care of my own family and that's that. But I think we have a bigger opportunity here to pursue greatness, to show up even when we don't want to show up when it's not convenient. Because if you're showing up with the intention of not necessarily just your own agenda, but how can you be of service? How can you make a difference? Because when you do, good things come. Let me know if this hit home with you guys. I really want to know. And again, I'm enjoying these podcasts and I'm really feeling on purpose. And you're going to see some big things coming, ladies. So stay tuned. And I quickly mentioned actually that preventative piece, especially that really hit home, you know, being around these survivors. So if you haven't already, make sure you check out the Cell Essentials. I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes. It is crucial. It is the number one thing that you can do to be preventative with your health. All right, ladies, I'm signing off. Have a great one, and I will talk to you real soon. Bye.